This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. A moment ago, we heard music and some conversation with Destroy This Place. They're from Detroit, and they're going to be playing at Blind Bob's this Friday night, along with Yakuza Heart Attack, Brujas del Sol, perhaps, and this evening's live studio guest, O Condor.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. We've got three of the members in the house, and they're going to be doing a little acoustic set for us, and we're going to be chatting with them. Guys, why don't we go ahead and start off with a song?
All right, let's do it. You ready, Tim?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's.
1, 2, 3. Just way across town. When she sleeps, she keeps her TV up loud. She likes to think that she is overhung. She don't need her medicine. Nothing would work out right. Who came through? Said I'm sorry if things have changed. Everything will be alright when you sleep tonight. Separates us.
Condor live in the YSO studios. Hi, guys.
Hey. How's
hey.
Going?
Hey. We've got Shane and Tim and Jason in the house. Very glad to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. It's been quite a while since you guys have been here. I know it's been at least since we've moved over here and then some, if I recall.
Yeah, this is our first time, your new digs.
Yeah. Now, last time you guys were on, you had just made the name switch from 8-Bit Revival to O Condor. That's kind of the last time I remember interviewing you. We were talking about sort of the logic behind the name change. What have you guys been up to in the past couple of years?
Well, we...
Not as much as we would like to be.
Being grown-ups, a lot of grown-up stuff. But we put out an EP on Gas Daddy Go with Don Thrasher and Kyle Melton, which came out on cassette tape, because we're all about things that are high-tech. It's also available on video cassette tape, which is not a joke. It's really a thing.
There's like, what, two left, maybe?
I think we have two left.
Two left.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Nice.
If you have a VCR.
Sure, yeah. I actually still do. So that might be, I might be considering investing in that.
Hey, limited edition, man.
Yeah, yeah. So in addition to that EP that you released, are you guys, do you guys have any additional releases in the works or more of a far off kind of a thing?
Nothing. Well, there's something that's kind of, I don't even want to talk about stuff because it's, you know, as soon as we say it's happening, it won't happen.
We had a long conversation on the way here about just stuff that we would like to do and we want to do.
We definitely have more songs that we could release. We're just working on how.
Yeah, we're just working on our mortgages right now, really. And
happens to the best of us.
But no, we are working on a lot of new things. It's just a matter of, you know, making it happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, this show Friday is going to be a lot of fun. You've got a great group of musicians from kind of near and far getting together to play together. How did this all come together between you guys and Destroy This Place from Detroit and Brujas del Sol from up in Columbus? Are these all guys that you've played with in the past?
No. Well, I mean, I've known Ryan for a while. My old band, Human Reunion, and his old band, Thunderbirds, are now used to play shows together years ago. And he just wrote us and asked to do a show, so we put it together. The other bands from out of town, perhaps, and is it Brujas? Is it Brujas? You say the J?
I think it's Brujas.
Brujas?
Yeah.
Brujas del Sol? That's what I thought. I'm smart. They were already, like, they already had the show booked at Bob's, and we just kind of jumped on and, you know, muscled our way into the show and said, move over, important people coming through. And then we're excited to have Yakuza Heart Attack play, too. We don't really see them much anymore. Mm-mm. I think most of those guys live in Columbus now, too, if not all of them.
Yeah, it's kind of a one-off thing for them, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't do much.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
To be honest, when I saw them on the bill, I was like, oh, wow, I kind of didn't know that they were still around. So I'm excited that they're going to be there.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely excited to see them. I remember seeing them all the time, and then they sort of didn't play around here anymore, and I found out that they all moved away. So
they're
a very eclectic group of guys, and very exciting.
Moving forward from this Friday, do you guys have anything else on the books, or is it going to be one of those look to the Facebook page for future announcements?
Kind of exciting thing coming up, but what's Canal Street?
Canal Street with the D-Rays and
from Athens,
September.
Nice.
Yeah, September 12th.
Very nice. That'll be a fun one.
Who else on the bill?
I don't know.
Pittman.
No, he just
put it together.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Can we hear another song?
No.
No?
Yes,
no.
I mean, I'm absolutely.
I was going to say, bummer.
I kind of have to go.
We got some more radio stations to
go
to.
Oh, man. Making the rounds tonight.
we'll take some calls. Just kidding.
Is this thing on? Check, check.
He's got your nose. A clever joke to let them know that no matter how you throw a fit, we're gonna have to pay for it. And all the while, I shut you out. I shut your mouth. Added up to honesty, what we're all cut down to be. Running laps around a relapse, a synapse, snap, sounding off your signal. Arms fly high up in a bed in you. Since standing before a fall, ten wings spin to a captain. along, I've had you wrong. I was drinking down, I saw some lazy kind of undertone. Holy smokes, he's got your nose. Contact your folks to let them know that this is a very sudden change, I know. Bereft, you left right through the window. Innocence, innocence has fed us all, everyone. Like father, like daughter, the salty sun to the sea, to a tea. Running laps around a relapse, a synapse, snap, sounding off your signal. Arms fly high up in a bed in you. I'm but since standing before a fall. Breathing your team that is still teething, tearing at the tender loose skin. Cardiac attack, you discard your cape. Sizing up the sun for an escape, an escape, an escape, an escape.
Condor live in the YSO studios. So you guys said you have some songs that, you know, could be recorded, but you haven't gotten to yet. Are you guys writing a lot right now, or is this kind of stuff that's been building up in your catalog?
We've got a couple songs that are done and kind of recorded. They didn't make the cut for the last. We wanted to do a 5-song, mm-hmm. and that was it. We were going to do a 7-inch, and then we didn't, and we ran out of money, and then now we really didn't. But hopefully that'll happen, or we'll just add it to the other songs that we're finishing up writing and try to do something bigger, like an album.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many songs to work on. It's more of time management issue with us because, I mean, we could go back. Tim and I have a lot of just 75% done songs that I think are great. We just haven't had a chance to get the extra 25% done. But
and if we could hire somebody just to come over to our house and just say, finish this one, finish that one.
I could like call you guys on a regular basis and be like, hey, this one's
already done. Why are you guys not, you know?
is it a tough choice when you have you know, kind of this stable of songs that are in various states of doneness. Is it tough to kind of, when you sit down to make those choices, like what are we going to finish or what are we going to work on, to pick and choose which is which? Or do you kind of just know like, oh yeah, this one's ready?
Well, for us, I mean, it's tough because we're also passive aggressive as a band. Nobody like takes the reins a lot of times. So we end up just like kind of mulling over the same group of songs and then,
we've turned into much of a open floor democracy where we just kind of, that's cool, let's do that. Oh, that's whatever. That's yeah. good.
And then if it's working, you know, we're all in a pretty good mood. If it's not, we're just all not in a good mood. And it's really obvious. We're all just kind of like, what are we doing? So we're going to try to stray away from that a little bit and have more focus on specific goals.
We're gonna put all of our names into a hat at the beginning of every rehearsal, and then we're just gonna pull out a name, and that guy's the boss for the night.
That and guy's the bad guy.
Whether he likes it or not, I'm gonna have to tell people what to do.
Yeah. what are you guys listening to right now that is inspiring you as musicians? Either something that, you know, that inspires you based on kind of the music that you're making, or just something that you like that's you've really been digging. as they both check their playlist.
Well, on the way out here, we're listening to this band called The Nine. I think they're from North Carolina. I don't know if they're still playing together or not, but I just recently found out about them, and I kind of love them a lot.
Man, my brain goes in a million different places when I get this question. So, I mean, I don't know. I've actually been listening to a lot of singer-songwriter type stuff, like some of the older Pernice Brothers and that kind of thing. Totally different direction musically than what we do, but just kind of more mellow singer-songwriter acoustic stuff. So
sometimes going in the complete opposite direction, though, can be equally as inspiring. I've found, and in conversations with other musicians, they say sometimes, you know, you'll have guys in a really hard rock band that are really, you know, really into jazz for whatever reason at any given time, and it's just totally, you know, the musicality of it is just inspiring them to keep doing what they're doing.
And it's a lot easier to rip off the bands without being caught if it's like a different realm. Like, man, let's just take this metal riff and turn it into a banjo thing, and nobody will know.
Yeah, definitely being in a band, as long as we have, I mean, finding ways to also challenge ourselves too, like going on a radio show with no practice and just taking acoustic guitars instead of all of our equipment and the rest of the band, those kind of things.
Saying yes when we should say no. But then having to say no when we really want to say yes a lot too. So
that's that balance right there. If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing and upcoming shows and all that good stuff, where should they find you online?
Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We have a website, ocondor.com. We have a Twitter, incidentally, Twitter is the first web technology that made me feel old.
I didn't know we had a Twitter. Actually.
I never really understood it, but I've made myself start using it for the band.
You are old.
I am very old.
So we've got Facebook, the website, the Twitter.
The MySpace. The Tumblr.
The ocondor.com.
The last.fm.
You guys got them all covered.
The Reverb Nation.
The Bandcamp.
The
Pandora Station.
Ocondor.bandcamp.com.
Actually, we don't have a Ocondor Pandora Station, do we?
No. Pandora, I don't know if they moved or they just stopped taking my calls. They don't like me anymore.
Oh, that's not cool.
There's stuff, 8-Bit Revival stuff up there, but they approved the Ocondor stuff, and I mailed it in, and then they were just like,
"Aww."
I don't know what happened.
All of our friends were really mad about our name change because none of them like it.
None of them like it.
On Facebook.
So everyone should go like them on Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we just changed the name like after people started getting sick of Facebook already.
Right.
So we screwed up. We have 10,000 fans on MySpace.
Whatever you want to make yourself feel better, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. 10,000 MySpace fans can't be wrong.
That's true.
It's making a comeback.
JT's bringing MySpace back.
That's right. Well, people should go check out Ocondor this Friday night at Blind Bob's. They're going to be playing with a whole slew of great bands. Yakuza Heart Attack, Destroy This Place, perhaps Brujas del Sol. Come out. It's Friday night. Action starts probably around 9, 10?
9. We got a lot of bands to get through.
Yeah, definitely. Check it out. It's going to be a great show. We'll put some info up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can find links to Ocondor's Facebook page. Go over there and like them, especially if you liked 8-Bit Revival and you haven't liked Ocondor. Go do that.
Same band.
And seriously, 9. Like, because I think we're going to try to get Eddie Vedder to come out and do like an acoustic thing right at 9.
Perfect.
So don't miss it.
Yeah, so come out at 9. Right at 9. Well, Friday and then in September at Canal Street Tavern, check these guys out. And I think we're going to hear one from the last full length, You've Been Believed. This is the one I really like. This is Politics Are Better at Night. Guys, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're on right.